Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do, and you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hey everybody, it's Yaz. How you doing tonight? Tonight we're going to talk about signs that the guy that you're talking to or dating is going to waste your time. So here are some signs to look out for, and it will pretty much tell you that this person is going to be a waste and you're wasting your time even talking to them or bothering with them. So let's start with the first sign. The first sign is when a guy moves too fast, when he's calling you baby too fast or calling you boo, or when he's talking about, you know, oh, I can't believe I found you, calling you wifey, or any of those kind of signs, that's a sign right there that he's going to waste your time. Because how could he be calling you baby and all these other things when he doesn't even know you? And the other thing is, if he's doing it with you, he's probably doing it with a lot of other women or has done it with a lot of other women. So if he's coming on fast, he's talking to you like you guys have been dating for years, that's a flag. Time to cut him loose, okay? The second sign that he's going to waste your time is if he's fresh out of a relationship and he's saying, you know, oh, he's ready for another serious relationship. Somebody that's fresh out of a relationship is still getting over their feelings for the last person, okay? They still need time to get themselves together and be ready to have a relationship with you. They're still going to be comparing you to that last person, or they're going to be complaining about their ex. And you know what I found too? A lot of guys, when you ask them why they broke up with their ex, they'll say, oh, she cheated on me or she's crazy. Those are the two excuses I hear all the time. Watch out for people that badmouth their exes like that, okay? Because a lot of times people flip it. And I'm not saying that the person you're talking to is doing that. It could be that was the situation, but that's a flag. So watch out for that. The other thing is another sign that he could be wasting your time is if you guys are freshly dating and he's checking out women all over the place. Let's say you go to a restaurant, he's looking at the waitress, he's smiling, he's flirtatious, he's checking out a girl walking by in a tight dress or something like that. If you guys are just freshly dating, his mind should be on you. He should be focused on you. He shouldn't be worried about other women that are around him that are attractive. Because you know what? There's always going to be attractive women no matter where you go, okay? there's a difference between kind of looking and being blatantly obnoxious about it. But the point is, he's going out with you. His focus should be on you, not on, you know, all the other women in the place that you go to. So if you see that his interest, he's, you know, he's got the roving eye all over the place, watch out, that guy's going to waste your time. Okay. The other thing, which is a big flag that guy is going to waste your time, is if he's always bringing sex into the conversation right away. If you just started talking to somebody and he's making sexual innuendos, what he's doing is he's testing you to see, you know, how open you are for sex. Okay. So he might, some may even be as blatant to ask you what's your favorite sexual position or anything like that. Now, if you continue in the conversation and you entertain that conversation, you're allowing him to think that he can move fast with you. And that pretty much is telling you that this guy is just looking, his mind is about sex. So if he's bringing up sex right away, that's where his mind's at. He's not really going to be interested in you, what kind of person you are, or you as a person. That's telling you, that's a flag that's showing you where his mind at, is if he's always bringing up sexual innuendos. So that guy will be wasting your time. Okay. The other thing is, when you're with him, if he's always on his phone, if he's always checking his messages, if he can't put his phone down, if he's guarding his phone, if you're with him and he's got to put his phone facing down, that kind of shows you he's got to hide something. This all goes with my podcast, How to Spot a Player, but it's kind of similar. Like, you don't, this guy is going to waste your time. His interests, he's got a lot going on. He's got to always be on his phone, you know, so watch out for that. The other thing is, if the guy that you're seeing or you're talking to, if he's broke all the time, or he's making money excuses and saying, oh, well, you know, right now I'm going through a tight time right now financially. I have this problem and I have that problem. And, you know, I'm still paying off my lawyer. And, you know, my ex-wife, you know, she's coming after me for this and everything. If you're starting to date him and right away he's complaining about money, money, money all the time, this guy is going to waste your time, because you don't want a guy that's going to have money problems, because that's going to be a big headache. You have your own problems, whether you're single, whether you're divorced and single, whatever your situation is. You have your own problems and things that you have to deal with in your life. You don't want this to be another problem in your life. So this guy, if he's starting off the bat complaining about money, or you see that he hasn't had a job for a while, or he can't hold a job for a while, this guy is going to waste your time. He's going to be a problem. Okay. The other thing I was going to bring up about signs that he's going to waste your time is, if you're talking to the guy all week, let's say he comes on strong, he's showing you a lot of attention, he's calling and texting you every day, he's got you on the phone, and then the weekend comes and he ghosts or he disappears on you. Watch out, red flag, he's wasting your time, he's using you when he has his time free and he's bored at home and nothing's going on. And boom, here comes the weekend and he's out with the guys, or he's out with another girl, but he's not going to tell you that. He's just going to disappear. And then what he's going to do is he's going to hit you up the next day and give you some lame excuse, like he fell asleep early, he was tired, it was a long week, or his mother was in the hospital, he was at the ER. They come up with all different kinds of excuses, okay? But if you find that this guy has been consistent all week long and then come the weekend, he disappears, don't waste your time with that guy. He's going to waste your time. He's using you to talk to you. You're entertaining him by calling, by being on the phone with him and texting him during the week, during his downtime. And then when the weekend comes and it's party time, he disappears on you, okay? So don't even waste your time, okay? He'll come back on a Sunday and or maybe a Saturday morning. They usually like to hit you up in the morning, you know, after the night is over. Just don't even bother, because the guy's going to waste your time. The other thing I was going to say is, if he's constantly texting you and he doesn't want to get on the phone with you, he's going to waste your time, okay? A guy that really likes you is going to want to talk to you, is going to want to be on the phone with you and get to know you. He's going to want more of you. He's going to want to hear more about you and your day and everything about you. So if a guy never gets on the phone with you, it's always a text, how are you?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You, how's your day? You know, these shallow kind of texts, or how you doing, beautiful, or anything like that. You know, the guy is going to waste your time, okay? Another sign that he's going to waste your time, okay, is that he's constantly calling you sexy. If a guy is constantly calling you sexy, sex is what's on his mind, okay? I mean, there's, like I said before in the past, there's nothing wrong with calling somebody sexy, you know, maybe once or whatever. But in the very beginning, if he's constantly calling you sexy, watch out, because sex is what's on his mind, okay? The other thing I was going to say is, if you see that you got to watch their patterns. Everybody says, oh, you know, you go by somebody's actions, not what they say. Well, that's true to a degree, but you also have to look at somebody's pattern. If somebody is constantly contacting you on a regular basis during the week, and then let's say one day they don't contact you, and then you see they're on Facebook Messenger all the time, you know, that is a flag, okay? And some people say, well, you know, they're allowed to do other things, and they are allowed to do other things. Nobody's saying they aren't, but the thing is, you don't want somebody that's coming on strong. This is how it goes. They come on strong the first 2-3 days, and then they kind of back off, and then they could be on Facebook. You'll see them on Facebook Messenger, probably talking to another girl, okay? And then what they're going to do is they're going to hit you back in a day or two. Don't waste your time, okay? Because that's somebody who's not serious about you. Somebody who's serious about you is going to want to talk to you on a constant, regular basis. So that's somebody that's going to waste your time, okay? The other thing is, if you guys are dating a while and you decide that you want to be in a relationship, and, you know, I'm going to bring up Facebook, and he doesn't want to put you in a relationship on Facebook, okay, that's a flag, all right? He may use the excuse like, oh, well, Facebook's not important, and I'm not big into social media and everything like that. Well, you know what? If you're proud of somebody, you're going to want to make everybody that is on your list, that's your friends, your family, you're going to want to let them know that, hey, I'm with this person, I'm proud of this person. Okay, so what's the big deal? So if they're making an excuse not to put in a relationship with you on Facebook, that's a flag. Don't waste your time. There could be a lot of reasons why they don't want to do it, but the number one reason is they don't want to let the people that's on their list know that they're with you exclusively. Okay? And now, the other thing I was going to say is, if he does try to call you in the beginning, you know, when you first start talking and everything like that, my recommendation is to only talk for 20 minutes, a half hour the most in the beginning on the phone. Because what happens is, in my situation, you'll have guys that talk to you, keep you on the phone for hours, constantly talk to you during the week, waste your time be on the phone talking. They'll be telling you their whole life story. They'll be talking about their exes. They'll be talking about their job. They'll be talking about any goals they have. A lot of times they like to talk about themselves all the time. Okay. And then when the weekend comes, they disappear. And you look back on it and you say, boy, I was on the phone with this guy for hours all week long, wasting my time when I could have been doing other things for me. You know, whether it's, you know, working on my apartment or doing something with my kids or doing something with a friend, I wasted time talking to this guy and here comes the weekend and he's not anywhere to be found, okay? Or he hasn't made plans with me. Another guy that you should avoid that will be wasting your time is a guy that constantly texts you and never makes plans. Okay, if he's not making plans with you, don't waste your time. Don't sit there. I've had women say to me, oh, well, you know, I've been talking to this guy for months and he hasn't asked me out yet. Well, if he hasn't asked you out yet, it's because he's busy with somebody else. Okay, because if he's not getting together with you, trust and believe he's getting together with somebody else. So don't waste your time. That's somebody that's going to waste your time. Okay, let me see. The biggest flag, ladies, of somebody that's going to waste your time is somebody that never asks you anything about you. When you're dealing with a guy and you're dating a guy, if he doesn't ask you any kind of personal questions about yourself, like how many kids do you have? What kind of work do you do? Why did you break up in your last relationship? If he doesn't ask you these kind of questions, it's because he doesn't care. That's why he's not asking you, because he doesn't care. So don't even waste your time. There's been guys that will talk to you, and a lot of times I've had ladies tell me, oh, these guys, they get on the phone with me, they talk about themselves the whole time. They know nothing about me, and then they want to plan a date. Well, you know what? That's somebody that's very pretty much self-absorbed. If he should want to know about you, okay? And then you do have some guys that, you know, are just interested in sex and will, you know, go along for the routine and might just say, oh, well, how many kids do you have or what do you do for work? But if they don't take an interest in your prior relationship, you know, why did you break up or how long are you single? Or any kind of really personal questions like that, it's because they're not interested, because it's because they don't really care to get to know you. Everything is on the surface. So look at the kind of conversation that you have with them. If it's one of these superficial kind of conversations, like about the weather or about current events or about anything that's going on in the world, and it's not anything personal, like it's not somebody that's thirsty to want to know what kind of person you are. You know, what do you like? What do you like to do? You know, why didn't things work out? Or, you know, really, if they're not interested in you, or they're not interested to hear even about your kids or anything like that, don't waste your time. That kind of guy is only going to waste your time. So I think that's some signs. You don't want to waste your time with the wrong person, because it's taking you away from meeting the right person. Okay, I hope that helps. And as for the guys, I'm going to be doing a podcast about the kind of women that you should avoid. Because you know what, you guys, it goes both ways. We all know the type of guys to avoid, but there's also plenty of women that guys should avoid too. Because there's women that play games as well. So I hope you liked my podcast, and please subscribe and have a great night.